Superbugs infecting hospital patients have been the bane of our health service and indeed those abroad too for a very long time. But scientists from Queen's University in Belfast have opened up a new and many hope decisive front line in the battle to fight infectious bugs like E. coli and Pseudomonas. Queen's scientists' new antibacterial gel is being peer reviewed next month. The lead researcher behind the substance is Dr. Gary Laverty of Queen's University School of Pharmacy, and he joins us from our Belfast studio. Good morning to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Now, what does the gel? How does the gel fight hospital superbugs?
Well, the gel that we've made is actually based on compounds that are called peptides. These are derived from really the building blocks of proteins and tissues. And what they do is actually attack to eradicate the most resistant forms of hospital superbugs, like you mentioned. Now, when a hospital superbug attaches to a surface, say like a hip replacement or any sort of medical device, it'll form like a jelly-like substance, which is called a biofilm. Now, many of the current antibiotics that are actually out there at the moment, or current therapies, are become actually less effective against these biofilm forms. So our peptide in itself, being derived almost from natural tissues, we've actually modified it in the lab. It can attack these most resistant biofilm forms and hopefully lead to resolution of such infections.
So your thesis is that these are better than the strongest antibiotics that are currently available for patients with certain superbugs, it should be said.
Yes, well, the data that we have is certainly very, very promising. Our main probably hurdle at the moment is actually to get this into a product that we can use clinically and get it tested on patients. In terms of our molecules, they seem to be just more selective for these biofilm forms, whereas many of the disinfectants or the antiseptics that are used currently in catheters and other medical devices tend to be damaged like healthy human cells, whereas ours seem to actually selectively go for these bacteria or superbugs.
I mentioned E. coli and Pseudomonas, but MSRA is the one that perhaps people immediately think of as being deeply dangerous for patients, especially those with a wound, perhaps recovering from surgery. Does it work with MSRA also?
Well, from the mechanism of action of it, we would be very confident that it would work against MRSA. We've actually tested it against Staph aureus, or Staphylococcus aureus is the actual strain of bacteria that MRSA is a form of, and it's very effective against the biofilm form of it. Now, the paper itself doesn't actually state against MRSA, so technically I can't say that it does work against it, but I can be as confident as I can be about that.
Further testing might be required or further
refinement.
Yes, certainly. Any response from the HSE here, or indeed the NHS in Britain, as to whether or not this could be a runner for them? I mean, at the moment, for instance, hospitals would do very deep cleans of hospital wards and the theatres and so on. You can imagine how expensive that is. Also, the antibiotics bill must be very expensive. Is this a cheaper alternative, potentially?
Well, it'll actually complement your disinfectant protocol. So it's not a case where we would say that use this like you would use a disinfectant to clean surfaces. It's actually the medical devices that are very, very difficult to coat. If we coat it with a normal antiseptic, what's going to happen is, as I said, it will damage healthy cells. Whereas if we actually coat it with this peptide or gel, it should potentially eradicate the most resistant superbugs without causing any side effects to the patient.
Now, I think everyone would expect that at this stage you have this product patented to the nth. That's correct, is it?
That's a technical question that I probably can't. I need to talk to my collaborators, both in America and here.
All right. Well, my next question was, will it potentially make you a very rich man? I mean, after years of effort in this area, is this going to be the one that will secure you great wealth?
No, well, I'm still a very young man. I'm only 31, so I'm certainly not rich. And as a scientist, you know, I'm sure my colleagues at Queen's will agree with me. We're kind of not motivated by money. We're motivated by helping patients and coming up with scientific discoveries. We're very much social entrepreneurs.
From this point, and all going well, how soon, in terms of a time frame, do you think it could be actually in use in hospitals here and perhaps in Britain?
Well, it's probably half the purpose is actually to get the word out, you know, both to increase funding in terms of getting new antibiotic molecules and also to maybe possibly get some pharmaceutical industrial collaborators, Ireland and UK generally, in terms of Western Europe as a hub for the pharmaceutical industry. Making the product, getting it tested, well, possibly you're talking 10 to 12 years, but that's the case for most molecules.
So we'll call it a medium term then, will we, rather than long term?
Yeah, that's generally short term.
Short term in the medical sphere.
In the medical sphere.
We must leave it there. Dr. Gary Laverty of Queen's University, thank you for joining us.